What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists will do whatever it takes to get you to reach out to them. All right, before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you hop over to Amazon, check out the self-love journal, Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal, help you rebuild that self-love and, you know, identity after a toxic relationship dynamic, toxic relationship space. But yeah, y'all, yeah. Narcissistic people will do whatever it takes to have you reach out to them. Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, like, how's that is? Like, this is kind of where pride and ego get in the way of a lot of narcissistic people. Like most narcissists, you know, pride and ego keep them from reaching out to you, keep them from offering you genuine, authentic apologies and things of that nature. So what they'll do is they want you to reach out because, like, y'all, you know what the reverse Hoover is? I think Sam Vaknin coined the term the reverse Hoover. It's when you reach out to them. The narcissistic person doesn't Hoover you. They don't reach out to you. They don't say or do anything to you or for you. You reach out to them and you break no contact. You reach out to them and you, you know, rekindle the flame. You try to get the relationship dynamic back started. That's the reverse Hoover. And if you reach out to them, guess what happens, y'all? Everything that narcissistic person has ever done to you is in the mind of that narcissistic person is wiped clean. It's absolutely wiped clean in my mind. It's just like, if you are not okay with how I am treating you, why would you reach out to me? You see what I'm saying? If you are not okay with how things are going, why would you reach out to me? You see where we're going with this? If you are not okay with what we have been through or why are you reaching out to me? And narcissistic people want to avoid accountability at all costs. You see what I'm saying? You get a lot of narcissists who don't like accountability brings on shame. And you know, narcissists do not like shame. We don't want to feel ashamed of anything that we've done. We don't want to feel ashamed of anything that we've said. We don't want to feel ashamed at all, right? So if you're not going to feel ashamed at all, we want you to be the one who reaches out. So even though they are technically the narcissistic person is the one breaking no contact here, is the one reaching out to you, in our minds, it's you reaching out to us. So what they'll do is they'll go around you. They'll start reaching out to your friends and family. You know what I mean? They'll reach out to y'all's mutual friends. They'll just like name drop you when they're in a group setting of people who know you. They'll just name drop you or just like send subtle things on social media that people that know you or know y'all were together will assume that are all about you. You see what I'm saying? They'll do things like that where where it gets back to you. Hey, Lee said, we was at dinner with Lee the other night and he was talking about how he regrets certain things and treating certain people badly and stuff like that. And I just, I think he was talking about you. Maybe he was talking about you. I don't know. Maybe there's something there. Maybe you want to reach out to him. And then you reach out and then guess what happens? You're done. All the bad stuff that I've done is done. You know what I mean? So you get into a lot of dynamics and a lot of situations where this happens, y'all, where you reach out to them. They'll like do little subtle things. They'll drive by your house, but like they're not talking to you. They're not contacting you directly. So in our minds, we are not reaching out to you. They'll drive by your house. They'll drive by your work, walk by your work, you know, have things delivered to your house. They'll do anything. Like they'll send mail to your house. They'll start using your email as it, for subscriptions and things like that. Well, it'll have their address on it. They'll use your email or your phone number to register for things. So things get sent to your phone. So guess what happens? You reach out to them, right? You want it to stop. So you reach out to them. Hey, why are you using my, are you using my email address for to sign me up for stuff? Are you using my phone number to sign me up for stuff? No, what are you talking about? Why would I do that? Well, you know, how you been doing? Gotcha. You see what I'm saying? Anything to get you to reach out to them. And one of the main culprits, one of the main tactics that they will use for this situation, for this right here, is called the smear campaign. The smear campaign is when you get a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. The smear campaign is when the narcissistic person, narcissist, whatever, toxic person, starts spreading rumors about you. They start spreading rumors about you. They start saying bad things about you. They just, you know, everything is about you. Everything bad is about you. Everything bad is happening in your life. Everything is going on bad in your life. Like, they start telling people, like, just horrible things about you, right? They start spreading horrible rumors about you, saying bad things about you. And what's one way you get this smear campaign to stop, y'all? You reach out directly to the smearer, right? You reach directly out to the person who is smearing you, the person who is lying on your name, the person who is trying to throw dirt on your reputation, the person who's trying to make you look like a bad person. You reach out directly to them, and guess what? You try to negotiate a ceasefire. You try to negotiate a stoppage. You know, guess what happens? You end up getting said, meet me face to face. Meet me face to face. Now they got you, y'all. A lot of narcissists want to meet you face to face, right? Because if they meet you face to face, they can be in front of your face. They can cry to you. They can show you their emotions. They can try to put their hand. They can try to touch you. If you're alone, or sometimes if you're in public, they might try to end you, y'all. I'm just telling you, the face to face stuff is not always. They're going to try to get you face to face. You mean, I wish we had to talk about this over the phone. I wish we just sit down and be adults about this and be face to face. You know what I mean? And you agree. I guess I can be an adult. I guess we're past certain things now. And then they got you. Then they got you, y'all. Then they got you. But one thing a lot of people also don't realize it's raining outside. A lot of people don't realize is that they will also use, like I said, they'll use your friends and family. They'll use the smear campaign. My mind went blank, y'all. They'll use the smear campaign. But one thing they'll also do, came back to me, is they'll block you and unblock you. They'll just keep blocking you and unblocking you. And you'll notice this. And then you might decide like, okay, I'm tired of this. Let me reach out directly to them and see why they keep unblocking me and unblocking me. Let me reach out directly to the source. This is why they keep doing this. Let me reach out and put a stop to this if I can. You know what I mean? You get a lot of narcissistic people who do that, y'all. They will absolutely reach out directly to, you know, block you, unblock you. They might not like your stuff. They might just view your story on Instagram or look at your Snapchat or something like that. And you see their name and y'all been broken up for a while. Like, why do you keep watching my stuff? Why do you keep blocking me and unblocking me? You know, why do you keep doing things from fake accounts? Like, they might reach out from a fake account, y'all, and just start saying things that only they would know. Start threatening you and things of that, y'all, things of that nature. You have to be very careful in a lot of these situations, y'all. You really, really do. So as I tell people, like, the narcissistic person, a lot of them will do whatever it takes to have you reach out. Because once you reverse Hoover yourself, you lose. I promise you. There's no, like, how do you beat a narcissist? How do you defeat a narcissist, y'all? You stay no contact. And the longer you stay no contact, either the more that narcissistic person wants to leave you alone, or the more obsessive they become. Because in a narcissist's mind, the only reason you're not talking to me is because you want to talk to somebody else. The only reason you're not dealing with me is because you want to deal with somebody else. The only reason you're not doing this with me is because you want to do it with somebody else. You see what I'm saying? The mind immediately goes to you having somebody else. I'm like, well, Lee, why is that? Because that's where the narcissist's mind goes. Like, that's what we do. You see what I'm saying? We try to move on quickly. We want to be with somebody else. You see what I'm saying? So we project that out into the world. Inside out, y'all. Everybody just said, like, if you see the narcissist, they'll pretty much be sending the damn back signal to your house instead of reaching out, because a lot of narcissists tend to be cowards. A lot of narcissists tend to be scared. You know what I mean? A lot of narcissists tend to be cowards and tend to be scared and things of that nature. So you fall into it and all this other good stuff. You know what I mean? I just be very careful, y'all. Don't break no contact. If you have to, y'all, call the police. Or get a third party to tell them to stop doing something. You see what I'm saying? Don't break no contact. To me, I don't think that's breaking no contact, especially if they're harassing you or doing things like that. But be very careful, y'all. I would call the police first, if possible, or document the things that you see popping up. Because if you put it in a file, screenshot it, record things, y'all, record it, get an outside camera. If they're driving by your house consistently and they don't live on the side of town, record it, y'all. They're popping up. If they're walking by your job, looking in, record it, y'all. If they're standing outside your job, if they're doing things like that, y'all, they're signing up for alerts and things like that, record it, y'all. They're sending you getting random emails, record it, y'all. Document that stuff. Put it in a file folder on your computer or something. Protect yourself. Because sometimes they are going to deny it regardless, y'all. The police reach out to them, or you decide to reach out to them, which I don't think you should. They're going to deny it vehemently. They just are. No narcissist, like I said, if they are too prideful and too egotistical to reach out to you, of course they're going to deny it. But you might get, let me say this real quick, y'all. You might get the rarity that tells you that they did it. Just because, look, they'll use their fear. They'll weaponize their own like fear against, yeah, they're just like, I was just so nervous about reaching out to you. So I didn't know how else to get your attention. I didn't know what else to do. You know what I mean? I didn't know how else to, you know, get you to reach out or whatever. I was just scared. I'm sorry. Dang, I'm sorry. God, I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you ever seen the movie Hitch with Will Smith in it? You remember the first time when he was at the bar with his friend, right? And he wanted that girl's attention, but she was surrounded by guys and she was playing pool or something. And he walked up to her and gave her like $20. And walked away from her. He's like, two drinks over here. And then she's like, hey, I'm not a bartender. You see how he did that right there? Instead of being direct, he circumvented the system. Just that they will circumvent the system. A lot of narcissistic people don't want to be direct, y'all. Meanwhile, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.